Derek smiled. You can probably guess. Brian shook his head.
Well, to make it short, we want you to do it again.
Brian stared at him. It's a joke, right? Derek shook his head. Not at all. But I think we should wait for your mother to come home and talk to her and your father. We'll come back later. He turned to leave, and the other two men, still silent, followed him to the door. Just a minute. Brian stopped them. Maybe I didn't understand what you said. Let me get it straight. You want me to go back and do it over again? Live in the woods with nothing but a hatchet? Derek nodded. That's it. But that's crazy. It was rough. I mean, I almost died, and it was just luck that I made it out. Derek shook his head. No, not luck. You had something more going for you besides luck. Brian had a mental picture of the porcupine coming into his shelter in the dark, throwing the hatchet and hitting the rock embedded in the wall and getting sparks. If the porcupine hadn't come in and he hadn't thrown the hatchet, and if the hatchet hadn't hit the rock just right, there wouldn't have been sparks, and he wouldn't have had a fire, and he might not be standing here talking to this man now. Most of it was luck. Let me explain what I mean. Brian waited. We teach what you did, or we try to. But the truth is, we have never done it, and we don't know anybody who has ever